Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let's continue with the 1815 trial of Upper Marlboro, Maryland attorney John Hodges, who during the War of 1812 arranged to return four arrested British soldiers in exchange for the release by the British of three town citizens and to end the British threat to destroy the town. As I mentioned on Wednesday, Hodges was charged with high treason for adhering to enemies, which is language specifically stated in the U.S. Constitution, in arranging this prisoner exchange. To prosecute this case, President James Madison had to personally sign off on the charge. When the grand jury indicted Hodges, they expressed their respects for his motives behind the exchange and prayed that the government would not prosecute the case. However, circumstantial information suggests that the case went to trial at the insistence of President Madison or another high federal official. The prosecution presented 10 witnesses, while the defense only called two. There wasn't any dispute over the main facts that Hodges had negotiated with General Ross, the commander of the British troops, to agree to the prisoner exchange, and that he had personally taken charge of escorting the troops being returned. The British were aware that the Americans had also arrested a deserter, and Major Evans asked why Hodges had not brought him along. When Evans asked where the deserter was located, Hodges told him he was lodged in jail, although that prisoner had already been moved. Thomas Holden, the deserter, was a prosecution witness who told the court that Hodges informed him that he would not be returned to the British, where he faced execution as a deserter. General Robert Bowie, the local American military leader, testified that he commended Hodges for his promptness and patriotism in returning the British prisoners. At the conclusion of the trial, Justice Duval instructed the jury that, in his opinion, Hodges was guilty of treason. However, he then said, quote, "The jury are not bound to conform to this opinion because they have the right in all criminal cases to decide on the law and the facts," unquote. Whereupon the jury found John Hodges not guilty. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.